Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one who'll sweep all the feet. Leader up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
I will make you pay for hurting Jason. It's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
It's Wednesday night, the 9th, I believe, you know. Yeah, it is the 9th. And I just want to complain because in a month from today, I will be 36. Damn it, oh, to heck. I don't like that number. I do not like that number. I don't even want to go there with myself. I hope you guys are having a good week. I'm solo tonight, which that's fine. I will be covering the Daytime Emmys nomination that just came out today. And if you guys are really nice, I will sing you the Sam song again. And, you know, this, yeah, you know, we are going to have fun tonight and, you know, it's going to be a really good song. Right, I am going to let my people on. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, Callie.
So, yes, all I got to say is Lil Wright is amazing, and I'm so glad she got the nomination.
Me too.
And, yeah, and I'm letting Silo on, too. Okay. Hello? 773, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, Carly, this is Alva.
Hi, Alva, how are you?
Hey, Kathy.
Fine, hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm in a happy mood, too. I mean, Lil Wright got nominated, and, I'm
happy.
Becky got happy.
Becky,
so
I know.
I'm really happy.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for both of them because, you know, this is both Laura and Rebecca's deal. And I feel like they should both get. They have been really good this year. And
no Kelly.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I would have been in the bathroom all day puking and we would not have a show because of that. Because, no, I just thought it was interesting. You know, how it played out. I mean, Kathy,
yes.
Wait, Kathy's, oh, Shiloh's here. Hey, Shiloh.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Shiloh.
Hi. How's everyone doing tonight?
Good.
Good.
I'm in a really good mood because of the nomination. Because, you know, when you have Becky, Laura, Bradford, all my favorite little people, and 508, I believe this is Carrie. Hey, Kiel.
Hey.
Hi.
You survived. All right.
Yeah, right. I'm on my third. I still got no sound. I'm on my third time. I'm about ready to throw this out the window, but whatever.
You know what? Okay. Okay. Did you try to refresh it?
I've refreshed so much, I'm soaking wet.
Oh, okay. All righty. No more giving Kiel advice.
Hey, is that Alva?
Yeah.
Hey.
Wonderful. We get to talk to her tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Alva, for coming. I mean, you know, Raylon might come in for a little bit, but she has great radio tonight. So,
So you're not the only game in town tonight.
Oh no! Oh no! There's a couple games in town tonight too.
Yeah.
But you know, that's where I go to.
I don't watch it, so I don't even, I've never watched it, so.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I think we should get going. And the first category I think we need to talk about, and everyone can say their say, but no talking. And then when the awards come out and people predict, we should have a pool and we should bet on these things, if you ask me, just for the hell of it. Okay, Outstanding Drama Series, All My Children, Days of Our Life, General Hospital, and YNL. In the comments, because let me tell you, not seeing One Life to Live on there was wrong.
It pissed me off.
Yeah, and General, you know, and most of General Hospital is like all my home soap, you know, I thought One Life to Live deserved it.
I don't think all my children really deserved it. I think One Life to Live.
I don't either.
All my children was not good.
Yeah, but
I agree.
Candace, I know you are here. Candace?
Hi, y'all.
Hey,
hi,
Candace.
Sorry, okay, but... yes. Okay, so... So, you guys were disappointed too because B&B has been really good lately.
Yes.
And
but
you know,
I didn't watch last year, so were they good last year? I don't know.
They were good.
Yeah,
yeah,
to me, all my children shouldn't be on there, and even maybe Young and the Restless, because from what I understand, Young and the Restless has been going through a dip too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Hi, people in the chat room. This was not Zeno Hospital year. The year of the chemo? No. Hell no.
It's all
but
about
I think
her
all
now.
I think all my children was worse. This pet. I really don't think they deserved it.
I agree. Yeah. They didn't pull it out till kind of the end, and it was too late.
Well, how can a soap that had the worst rated wedding and the most boring honeymoon over 6 weeks get a nod?
I'm telling you.
Yeah, but this year, wasn't it?
The whole year was rotten. The whole year was no good.
I think they submitted Jake's death. Jake's so-called death.
It had to be because that, I mean, even though I hated that too.
Well,
but
doesn't it go for the writing for the whole, in other words, shouldn't it be more than just one storyline? If you're going to vote for shouldn't it be more than just one moment in time?
It's usually not, though. They just pick a scene and use that. I mean, you know, like, when they had the Metro Code, they picked all of those scenes.
It's funny because if you take, all right, first of all, we know none of us here think Jake should have quote-unquote died, but let's put that aside for a minute. That story was written horribly from start to finish. It wasn't even
exactly a
good story, even if we put
it
on bias aside.
Driven.
But what I'm saying is, even
agenda.
If it wasn't, like Cassie's death on Young and the Restless was a nice written story, and so was BJ's.
Yes, I agree with you. And so was Days of Our Life with I love that too. So
to me, when you don't even have the parents of this child grieving together until months later, and it becomes all about
you
the fences.
We have another call. 239, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. I'm glad you joined us. Okay, wait, so you just got here, and we are discussing the drama series on my children, Dave, the New Hospital, and YNL. Who do you think deserved it this year?
Well, I watch a lot more YNR. I didn't really watch a lot of All My Children, so I can't really, say that one. And Days of Our Lives I didn't watch. So between Young and the Rest and General Hospital, I always thought General Hospital was just more exciting to watch, even with the other writers. It was better. I mean, that's how boring Young and the Restless is to me. But anyway, that's just my opinion.
And that was last year, Rachel? You thought that last year?
Okay. Yeah, well, because, like, the stories, I mean, even last year, I mean, it was just more appealing to me, and that's what made me, like, choose it over, any other soaps. And, well, I've been watching Young and the Restless for years, and so I guess it being new and everything was just, that was a part of it. But then going back and watching the history just makes me love it even more and didn't really care about, so...
Well, that's pretty bad. If General Hospital was better than Young and the Restless this past year, that means Young and the Restless was trash.
Young and the Restless, especially now with the whole Sharon and Victor thing, I mean, it's just gotten really stupid. So,
yeah. I mean, come on. And, you know, that borderline, the sick, 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 if you ask me. Okay,
and
so,
like,
yeah.
And that's what made me start watching the History of Jonah Hospital was the Jake Hit and Run. Even though it was a sad story, it made me want to look back to Elizabeth and Lucky's past, and that's how I started. And then I got into Liaison after that, and I was like, okay, Lucky who? Because Jason was just like, whew, way much better.
Yeah,
exactly. And I just want to say that, you know, okay, Christy said, it's the same when my Philip didn't get nominated for it. Outstanding drama, though. I agree. I really agree. You know, because, Christy Lays on Radio is in this album and said that When My Philip did not get nominated for Outstanding Drama, though. Yeah,
I mean,
that is wrong. That is sick.
Or,
and
or
that
writing.
Is...
Or writing. They didn't even get a nod for writing.
Was it Days of Our Lives that got nominated?
And a lot of people are upset about that because Days of Our Lives last year wasn't good. I feel like they gave All My Children the sympathy vote, but at the same time, I think it should have been All My Children, One Life to Live, General Hospital, Young and the Restless, or Bone and Beautiful. I mean, there was a lot of shows last year, because I watched all the shows that was nominated. So, like, Young and the Restless and General Hospital, they did have a little edge over the others. But All My Children, I mean, if you think about it, last year, they rushed some storylines. Some storylines didn't make any sense. It was too much, like, in between it and everything. And don't get me started on the finale. And I swear, if they got nominated for the finale, I'm going to be mad. But I just don't think... They deserved it. I mean, there were some categories that All My Children deserved, but Outstanding Drama Series? I'm sorry, guys.
And even Days of Our Lives, they were only good, really, when they rebooted in September for, like, 5 minutes.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
okay,
I think
we
if
are done.
I could, I would say, since we don't have One Life to Live, I'm going to vote B&B.
But B&B is not on there.
Oh, I thought B&B was.
Nope.
All My Children, Days, General Hospital, Young and the Restless.
Well, then out of that crew, then I think I might have to go with Days because I was so down on GH this year and I didn't want
My
Children, so I can't.
I think they're
going to
do
sympathy
vote.
Me too.
I think it's going to be a tie. Yeah. I really truly believe that this is going to be a tie between All My Children and just because I guess – because Young and Restless was good, and they already got nominations left and right. They've been nominated, and they won. I want to say that probably they're going to give it to All My Children and General Hospital. Just because. It's one of those things where it's the flagship of ABC. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, All My Children was one of the shows that everybody was like more, I guess in some people's eyes, they grieved over it more than One Life to Live, which was not true. And General Hospital, because, well, it's General Hospital. And the last time General Hospital won an Outstanding Drama Series award was 2008?
Yeah. 2008. Okay, so we are done with that category.
Yeah.
Now we are going to one of my favorite categories because my favorite person in is this category. So, yeah, Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series. Krista Sapir as Carly on Days of Our Life. Debbie Morgan as Andy on AMC. Erica Slezak as Vicky on One Life to Live. Heather Tom as Katie on B&B. And my girl, Laura White, is on there, too. So, what did you guys think of that?
Erica Slezak, I'm sorry. I'm thinking
Erica or Debbie. One of those two, Erica or Debbie.
Yeah,
no,
I'm gonna say the exact same as Carrie, but since we have to pick one, unless they do a tie, I say Erica Slezak.
Yeah,
okay,
not,
don't forget about Crystal Chappelle.
Crystal Chappelle.
She's a wild card.
I didn't watch them then, so I can't answer on that one.
Kathy, who do you want? Who do you want? Because you better say who I think you're going to say.
You can't blackmail people, Carly.
Yes, I can.
I think Crystal Chappelle was excellent in her role. So I'm not gonna pick her, but I just think Debbie Morgan was and Erica Slezak was. So between those three, I mean, it's very difficult.
Yeah, you have I didn't even watch Debbie Morgan, but for clips I did see, it had to be either Erica or Debbie. Look, it's not that Laura was bad. It's just that the other ones were exceptional this year.
Right. Well, I disagree with you guys. I love you guys. But I'm sorry, my vote goes to Laura because where is this does? Because
that's
I can
okay.
do that.
You can vote for Laura. Carly. You can vote for Laura.
I'm hoping. I mean, is it Barry? They always have that as a Barry, Barry competitive. Every year, it's always the biggest category. And you know what they left off here was I thought Kathy DePiper did really good last year, and so did
There was a couple people from While I Believe.
I
Believe that should have been up there.
Yep. Yeah, Lisa Mensu is one of them. I think that is one of the hardest, category to go for. I mean, so, yes, okay, we are doing really good people. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series, My Little Sweetie Sunny. John McCormick, Airbnb, Jesse from AMC, and Robert Edwards from One My Philip.
Robert,
a.k.a.
That's a tough one.
I think two people left out of that one, too. I think two people should have been in that, Roger Howarth and Trevor St. John, that's my opinion.
Well, I'm trying to think what storyline was. What did Sunny do that stood out in the past year? I can't even remember.
Sunny did the whole.
Long ago, guys.
No,
you can still remember the storyline.
Okay, but a minute. Sunny defense. I'm gonna say what the hell go for him.
I want to know what he did. I want to try to make a fair.
Because they always pick him. This is my thing. I think Maurice should not have been nominated. I think Steve should have been nominated. If we're gonna really go there, if they based it off of Jake.
No, wait a moment. Steve should not have been nominated.
I have to agree with that. I love Steve, but he didn't do jack shit this year.
No,
I agree.
The reason why I'm saying that, he has been in the false of appearing for so long, and that little chemo brings it down.
I'm saying is that every year with General Hospital, and nobody can, everybody on here can agree, it's between Tony Garey and Maurice Bernard. The one year that it wasn't, Steve was up against Tony.
Yep.
But my thing is that there should be, my problem with General Hospital, when they do lead actors, they put the same people. Unlike Younger Restless and all these other shows, they mix it up a bit. I'd rather for Jason Thompson to have been in lead than supporting. But, again, that's my opinion. It's just, I'm trying to think, like I said, with Steve, I could see a potential nomination for him, why he could have been in that category. But, of course, they didn't do it. Now I'm really trying to think what Maurice did last year.
Well, because that's what they're basing it on, and I don't really know what he did to stand out above the rest.
And
for Tony Garey.
You know what? Okay. Okay, I...
I mean...
I think he was excellent last year.
Yeah, but I'm on the fence between Sonny and Luke. But I think if they pick Luke's into Benson, Sonny was really good. I love the way.
But it's,
you know,
about
that.
Luke. It's about Luke when he, isn't it? When Luke hit Jake.
Okay. No, what I'm saying, they showed that clip of Sonny and Luke talking in the intervention. That was really good.
Yeah.
And both of them should have just got that hand down. So that, I thought he did really, 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 really well. And, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, and but, you know, Robert S. Worth, again, I love Bo. And
I
it would be nice. It
I
would
like
be nice.
Him.
Yeah, it would be nice, you know, if he got it too.
But John McClip on Beautiful, he's never been nominated. This is his first nomination as lead actor.
Yep.
And Eric's storyline last year on Born Beautiful was pretty good. It's going to come down again to, I guess, a little sympathy because people are going to be like, oh, you know, One Life to Live, you know, oh,
right.
All My Children.
I think you're right.
Beautiful. So
I don't know, though, because
I wouldn't mind seeing a tie between Darnell and probably Robert.
Oh,
or John,
what's about Darnell?
Oh, you guys, hold on. You guys, 773, you on the air?
Hey, everybody. Robert.
Hey,
Alicia.
Hey.
Hi.
Alicia.
You guys, 239. Lisa, are you back?
Yeah, I got dropped.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
happened.
Did it hurt?
Hey, everybody. So you guys talking about the nominations, right?
Yep,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm happy that Rebecca Herbst got nominated, and I know Debbie Morton got nominated, right?
Yeah.
Because I totally missed today's show. You know, I've been a dog, so. They're gonna win. I really think so. I think this is
Becky's year.
Yeah,
this is Becky's year.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we go to supporting actors now?
Yeah. Annie from AMC. Annabelle Dini Francis from YNL. Chloe from YNL. And Rebecca Hood's in the hospital.
Becky.
My vote is. Yeah, Becky.
Wait a minute.
Becky.
Wasn't somebody
else in
that?
No.
Yeah, Nancy Lee Grown, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Which? Yeah, Nancy Lee Grown.
Yeah, okay.
What did she do?
Hey, thank
you.
What
the fuck did she do?
Thank you.
Yep.
I don't know what she did.
Wait.
I know what it is. Wasn't it the whole Christina thing? That's why I'm the reason Nancy.
No, wait.
The whole Christina thing?
No, wasn't that the year before?
Yeah, that was the year before.
The Kiefer thing, but...
Yeah, that was the year before.
I don't mean to be mean, but I don't really know why Jenny Francis is being... I mean,
no, me neither. I like Jenny Francis, but Genevieve did nothing.
Oh, my God. Genevieve was off the hook last year. I'm sorry, but she was crazy.
She's crazy, but...
She must have said something.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing we have to say about it is that as far as the best actress, Debbie Morgan all the way.
All the way.
It's going to be a tie, or they're going to give it to Erica Slezak so she can get her 7th Emmy.
I think Erica is going to get it.
Yeah.
No, Laura.
No, I'm sorry, because... If you saw Debbie Morgan's performance when she found out her baby was dead, you would understand what I'm saying.
Granted. But I'm sorry, Laura has some good, very good moments last year, too.
Okay, now what did Laura say? Okay, Carly, I'm going to ask you this. What did Laura do that would make her stand out? I don't know what she submitted. I don't know what she submitted. It all depends
on
what they submit.
No,
Carly was dealt with her cancer.
Yeah.
I know Laura is your favorite and all, but I'm just talking about performance alone that would make somebody say,
Excuse me, Candace. Excuse me, Candace.
That wasn't me.
Yeah.
That's Candace.
That wasn't me.
That's
Alicia. It's Alisa.
Sorry, okay, Alisa, I'm sorry, but Laura did some really good acting last year. And okay, so did Debbie Morgan, but, you know.
Let's hold on a minute. Because out of all of them, now, you know, I love Erica Slezak, huge fan, but out of all those women, if I'm willing to put Debbie Morgan on and say she should win, there's a reason for that. And her
okay.
performance this year, nobody touches that. Nobody.
You
know who's close?
Crystal Chappelle. Did you see Crystal Chappelle?
Crystal Chappelle's
performance, she knocked it out of the park with Carly's drug addiction.
She
and
was
all
unbelievable. Crystal Chappelle is close.
Well, but you got to realize, this is the best of the best. If one person doesn't get picked, it's not a slight. You're talking slim pickings
right.
here.
I think Crystal Chappelle
is just an honor to
excellent.
Be nominated.
And the fact that we're debating this tells you that this is none of us are saying, oh, it's this so-and-so hands down. I mean, this is a tough year, it seems.
I love
yeah,
Laura.
Well, yeah.
I think Laura Wright did great work. I think they all did, but I think it's between Debbie Morgan and Crystal Chappelle.
And I think Debbie Morgan and Erica.
I think it's Erica, too. I think the top three is going to be Crystal, Debbie, and Erica.
Yep.
But you gotta come into play with this. Is that,
no, I am coming into play.
What I'm saying is that Crystal Chappelle acting is always top notch. No matter what show
it was.
Okay. Then again, you gotta look at Debbie. Like Lisa said, Debbie Morgan scenes when she found out about her baby was heartbreaking. You could feel every single emotion.
Yep.
With Erica Slezak, she is One Life to Live. She is the most award-winning actress in Emmy history. She was also on the most brief show. She had a storyline. Like, she actually had a solid storyline. So when these people vote for it, yes, will sympathy play into it? Because two of the stars are no longer on TV, well, their shows were canceled. Probably so. If there's a wild card, and they said, okay, we're going to cancel them out, Crystal Chappelle might win it.
They might cancel each other out.
Debbie and Erica might cancel each other out, so they'll give it to somebody else that is a
they
popular.
May cancel,
I mean,
the votes may cancel each other out because they'll vote for the other three, and they may cancel themselves out, and Laura Wright may win.
No, I don't think so, only because I don't think she stood about above the other three, because it's going to be one of those other three, either Debbie, Erica, or...
I disagree.
Okay, let's move on to the next category.
Oh, yes, you're right, Silo, we should. I'm okay.
We're still supporting, right?
I'm okay. Okay, you guys, outstanding supporting actor in a drama series is Danielle. Yay! okay. Matthew asked for Zach. Oh, that's really funny. Our little cutie song from General Hospital. And Dumb Lucky. And Patrick.
I can't see Callie, don't get mad. I can't see Sean being nominated.
I don't know.
I can't
either.
Either.
No, it's not
I can't either.
Either.
You didn't really have to stood out.
He didn't do anything.
I think they did nominate him because he is a commanding presence on screen, but he really didn't do anything.
No, I mean, I agree with that. I totally agree with that, hands down.
I don't think Matthew Asford should have been.
No. And, you know,
for the same reasons
somebody talks about Tony Geary, Jake's death and the interventions, that's why I'm going to say Jonathan Jackson, for those very reasons.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah,
I mean, probably.
Say Jonathan Jackson.
I think Jonathan's going to get it. Sorry, Carly, but I think Jonathan's going to get it.
Let me tell you this. If that little shit gets an over brothel, he can go fuck himself.
But here's the thing, Carly.
You know,
Carly. Name something that Bradford, like, besides the Spinelli shooting incident, that performance, they go based on performance. I can say this.
When it comes to someone that I like, everyone goes, oh, no, they haven't done jack shit. But when it's someone else's, it's not because they're great.
It's not because you like them. We're trying to vote on the merit of the stories. It's not because who likes. Because look at, I don't want Jonathan Jackson anywhere near it, but I'm going to be.
I don't either, but I think he did the best out of all.
I hate Lucky.
I do too.
I have grown to hate him myself, the character, but Jonathan Jackson is just an awesome actor.
And if Jonathan don't get it, then I will definitely give it to Jason Thompson.
Me too.
Right. Yeah. You know what, Jason Thompson?
He better win.
He better win. But alone, you have to go by merit. It's got to be Jonathan Jackson. I mean, I like Brad Anderson. I think if they stop, you know, putting him in these ridiculous storylines, that he could get himself an Emmy. Because I really like Brad Anderson. I'm glad that he.
I do too.
I just need them to write Spinelli, like, instead of being a comedian all the time. I'm waiting. I think my point, like, if next year I can see Bradford probably get another nomination. It depends on who else he's up against. But
that,
right,
that's
you
the thing.
Was it last year or the year before?
It was the year before.
He might come up now because they're finally letting him get his abilities back with the computer today. So I think that next year will be a better year for Brad.
And Jonathan may not win because he won last year.
I don't think so. I don't think that has any bearing on it. If it's worthy, it's worthy.
Right, exactly. Right now, out of that pack,
It's like, whenever I think about that Jake storyline and when he's holding Elizabeth and they fall to the floor together, it just gives me chills.
Oh, my gosh. As much as it pains me to say they made it about him,
in his role, he aced it.
Yeah,
he's an excellent actor. You can't take that away from him.
You know why he should have never been in that role in the beginning with Elizabeth better than Jason
Lucky.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, to be honest,
he is an idiot character. I hate his guts, but Jonathan Jackson, separate entity, is an awesome actor.
Yes, he is.
Right, you can't take that away from him. You cannot take that away from him.
I don't like Tony Geary, but he got it the other year. He was only there, 4 months out of the year, and he got it over all the ones that work every day.
Yep.
Well, I just, expect a little tirade for me, and that's all I'm going to say, because I don't think he deserves it. I never thought he should go back and then a hospital,
I agree, but they did bring him back.
Yeah, I mean.
And he was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? He said he wanted to work with Rebecca Hurst, which I didn't have a problem with, but he tried to dictate the storyline. He said he wanted to be with her, and it's like, do you not understand how the fans feel? We don't want to
know.
Yeah. But I mean, this isn't a popularity contest or a pissing contest, and we'd say, screw you, but if we're going on what the storyline said.
Right.
You say it's not a popularity contest? That is bold, because you're after
you.
It shouldn't be, but it really is, because
Carly. I just wanted a storyline with Maurice. It was with Christina and Johnny.
Okay, I am not talking about dating in itself. I'm talking with the whole daytime Emmy.
If that was the case, wouldn't Susan Lucci have won it every time if it was just a popularity contest?
That's right. Yeah. She would have.
So.
I would not have won. All those times when the Outstanding Drama Series, when they shouldn't have, it should have been other shows that were a little bit positive, a little bit more
creative and not using their February or May or December or November suite in one episode to use for their nomination tape. I'm just saying.
Is it true that it's not going to be televised?
I don't know. Do we even know yet?
We don't
know. They don't
know
yet.
They don't know.
No station
wants to pick
it up. I'm going
to see Becky on screen.
That would be terrible.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not to see Becky Hurst win her.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
That would
be glad, you guys. But they have a couple of months to find a home for us. So
yeah.
I don't think it's totally over yet. With that,
I agree. I agree.
Yeah, okay, our next category is an easy category because I don't think people will be upwhelmed in this category, hopefully not. as Sandy Sapudin acted in a... Oh, sorry. Outstanding younger actress in a drama series. Melody from Dates, Stephanie from Dates, Lily from Y&R, and Steffi from B&B.
I'm going Steffi.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Who's breaking up?
You cut out, Candace. What'd you say?
I said, how old is the girl that plays Lily? Because I could have sworn she's older than me by a year. So...
Miley, no, she's only a teenager.
I don't see why Steffi from Bold and Beautiful is in younger actress.
Well, you know what, but see, how they do it is so screwed up. I mean, because,
and
I mean,
again,
you
two
were...
people were missing on that list, too. Kirsten Storms and Kristen Alderson.
But
I don't understand why Steffi is younger actress.
This is how stupid they are. Okay, so we... Okay, outstanding younger actor in the drama series is... Matthew from One Life to Live, Michael from The Eighth, as Will on Dates, and Ethan on The Eighth.
Michael,
I'm going with Will on Dates.
I'm going with Matthew from One Life to Live. Because this is his first nomination, and he deserves it.
I think I'm going to go with Michael over a slight nod over Matthew.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Because I did think Matthew did some great work, but Michael was, that's tough.
Yeah.
The whole rape thing?
Yeah, I think he did a great job with that prison part. And aftermath.
You know what is funny? I would rather vote for... Carrie, you know who I would not want to vote for?
Hey, wait a minute. Can I just ask a question? What did Ethan get? Why Ethan was compelling when he talked to a painting for 6 months?
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that.
He's nominated, so I figured I'd give him his due.
Yeah, well, yeah, but Carrie, you know what? I don't want Nathan in it because...
talk to a painting.
No,
yeah.
That shit was disgusting. All that him getting turned on talking to a fucking painting. No, I don't know. No. I would be happy if anybody else gets it other than Nathan. No, whatever the hell his name is, no.
Okay, Brandy in this album goes, so I have a question. If you could have a nominated anyone from AMC One Life, Philip, or any other show that didn't get a nomination, who?
There's so many.
And why? Yeah.
Roger Trump, St. John Slow,
yep.
Cassie, Robin from One Life, Philip, Bree. Hold on, Bree. David Gregory, who played Ford.
Robin Strasser?
I said that. Let me see, from One Life to Live, everybody.
What's the face? Roxy.
Oh, yeah.
Reporting.
Big
Sean. Yeah. Wait
a minute. Hold on. You mean to tell me Florencia didn't get nominated?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Let it out.
That is such bullshit. And Bree Williamson didn't get... Those two alone should have been nominated.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
One Life to Live got porkness, I'm telling you.
That was
why did they got jipped?
They got porked big time.
I'm not going to the pork.
I mean,
that's bullshit. That's
oh, Jerry
bullshit.
Van Dorn. Jerry Van Dorn should have got lead actor at least.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was a good choice.
Yep.
Well, and like you said, Candace, no Trevor and no Roger during that whole summer storyline.
No,
I know. Hard.
No.
Yeah.
No. Kirsten, like I said, Kirsten, Brittany Underwood, the whole cast should have been nominated. Can we get like an
oh my god,
nomination?
You guys, the kid who played Shane for the Bobby storyline.
Oh yes.
Jack and Shane. Oh gosh. Woof. Good, that was some good. From All My Children, though, let me think.
Well, you know what? It's just,
Willie should have got something, and David Canary. Canary.
Yeah, he came back. I've loved David Canary forever, so you could have gave him one just for the hell of it. But this is just, no, I can't get over. No, Florentine didn't get it, anything.
No.
That's a shame.
Girl, you should have saw me today in front of the TV. I'm, like, shaking my head, and my boss is looking at me because I decided to take an early lunch break today. And she was like, that's how dedicated I am. I took a lunch break early today. And my boss was like, it's 5-4. And I'm like, One Life to Live didn't get nothing. Like, and my boss watched One Life to Live. Like, and she even said the same thing. She was like, she didn't understand why they didn't get, like, outstanding drama series. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then through the rest of the
Have you heard the news? You know, Brie Williams said she's going to be on this new sci-fi.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
The new Dark Shadows. Yeah, I think that's great. I'm glad she's got something.
I'm really happy for her.
Yeah. She deserves it. She's come so far because she used to be, like, terrible. And then she just she just improved her game 100%. So I root for her all the time.
I'm just really disappointed she didn't get a nomination. I'm really shocked that she did not get a nomination.
Because she's a VID storyline, she just owned that. You know, she took that
for
and went with it.
Except for Wes. I don't want to talk about Wes.
Now, I do want to correct someone on whoever said Jacqueline McInnes Woods wasn't a younger actress. She's 25, so she's about the same age as Chad Duell.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think the rule is that if you're 26, if you're the nomination or something, if you're 26, that's like the end time for you to be the younger in a younger actor category. And once you hit over 26, you're supporting.
Oh.
I'm still confused because Stephanie, the one for Days, she has been gone from the show for almost a year now. She's now on the Super Circle. And my question is, how the heck, so that means Kirsten Storms could have got a nomination.
Yeah.
What everybody think about that?
I don't get that, Stephanie, from Days. I don't get that.
No.
I mean,
and
if she wins, I'm going to laugh. I will
and
laugh.
She wasn't that great.
I'm trying to think of her storyline.
I know.
Oh, real quick, Allison Sweeney should have got something, too, for lead actress. Okay, that's all I got. And James Scott. There you go. That's my complaint. James Scott and Ellie, they were robbed too.
I agree.
they should have you on an Ellie show. I swear I would be like,
Well, and you know, I mean, I thought last year, Bo from Days of Our Life did some really good job too.
I think Allie Sweeney gets robbed every year.
Yeah, I do too.
Wait a minute, I think Catherine Kelly Lane, Brooke from Bold and Beautiful, who's way overdue for an Emmy nomination.
Yep, exactly.
Could have been nominated.
Oh, how about, speaking of that, what about Susan Flannery? Can we give her a hand?
Yeah. Susan Flannery, I would watch her read a damn telephone book. I don't know why they always, I mean, seriously, like, it seems like they're just bypassing her now, and I don't know why the hell they're doing that, but.
No, I don't either, because didn't she just have that whole cancer thing this past year?
I think so, and I'm like.
It was like, yeah, it was a year ago, yeah, last year. Yup, Jack Wagner. Yeah, yup, I remember that episode.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Oh, Scott Clifton. Don DeLamont should have got a nomination as Scott Clifton. Okay, that's it. That's all I got to say. Okay, that's it. All right, so.
Scott Clifton.
Going over the storylines, and I'm like, dang, this person was really good in this
storyline. Scott Clifton has grown so much as an actor. He's so much better on B&B than he ever was on GH. That's why I laugh when people say the other one, my favorite, was better on Port Charles than she is on GH. No, you don't go backwards. You get better. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah. Yeah, and then again, I mean, there was one General Hospital actress that I'm still trying to figure out why she won a Supporting Actress Award in 2004.
Who's that?
Natalia Livingston. I'm sorry. But
The right thing, the right storyline, I mean, when she was right, I watched that, and she was...
No, that wasn't the storyline they nominated her for. They nominated her for the cancer storyline, but she was up against Crystal Chappelle. I still remember this, because I walked out after she won. She was up against Crystal Chappelle, Jeannie Cooper, I'm going to say Michelle Stafford, and I think, I might be wrong, but I remember Crystal and Jeannie. And I just remember when they said Natalia Livingston's name, I left. I left the room.
Well, you know what? I thought she did a good job back then. I mean,
okay, somebody tell me the chick that plays Lulu Julie Marie, why did she win a second time? I don't understand that, but okay. I digress.
That's right. She didn't win twice.
My thing is, why did she win the first time? Because I can't remember what something outstanding that she did.
I think it was, right. Wasn't that the storyline when
was it the abortion thing?
Yes.
Well, I don't even remember, but I just took a wild guess. I'm assuming, because that's the only thing I remember that she ever did, period, ever.
Yeah, but what was outstanding about that?
Well, I don't know.
Because nobody else was outstanding, and Stephanie Gachet wasn't nominated for her portrayal of Tammy.
That's true, too. I guess you got to look at who was going up against her at that time, too. I don't remember.
What?
Yeah, Tammy should have been nominated. Oh, my gosh. I cried during that.
I did, too. Because
if you are up against some shitty other actors, then, you know, you probably will win. So I guess you got to look at it like that.
Yep. Timing is everything. That's why I think the field is clear for Becky, too, because I'm not familiar with the Oh My Children chick, but the other two, like, the two on Young and the Restless, please, I like them, Jeannie and the Chloe girl, but come on, not over Becky, sorry.
No, right. Becky's best. I mean, it depends on what Elizabeth, the girl, plays Chloe, because the only thing I'm standing out to me is the whole when she found out about Chance being alive. But Becky's performance was better, and I would really like it if she was this year, because there were so many years that she's been screwed over.
Actually, coming back from being fired, I think, is the best thing for her to win this year.
Yeah.
Yep. And you know what? And if, you know what?
Can we have Franz give her the Emmy if she wins?
How many has Kelly won?
They're not funny.
How many Emmys has Kelly won?
None.
Oh, really?
No, she's been nominated. She's been nominated, I'm going to say, 5 times.
Well, at least somebody recognizes besides us that she can't act.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to wonder what they had nominated her for, because she sat on Jason's couch for about 3 or 4 years.
Maybe her boobs?
Alicia Minshew from All My Children. Wait a minute, going back. Alicia Minshew from All My Children should have been nominated. Okay, that's it.
Oh, yes. Alicia Minshew, she's a bad chick. Yeah, Kendall.
I need to stop.
Yes, Candace, you need to stop. Are you Yeah, you need to stop. But no, I think who got left out of the list too was Melissa also. Natalie.
She's okay.
Yeah. I love Melissa, but I'm trying. Well, about the whole wedding thing, the baby thing. What?
Yeah.
You know what? I think people would like Melissa more. And see, that's Brian Francis' fault. If he hadn't have just, you know, just shoved her down everybody's throat and let her naturally just, you know, show her talent on her own. Well, she's got some talent. I mean, she's not like Kelly Monaco. Then I think people would, you know, they wouldn't feel the way they feel about her.
Well, I don't. I mean, I.
So on that, you know, what about the guy that plays Brody? He did good, too.
Brody was good. I didn't have a problem with Brody, but the whole Natalie thing, it was kind of like, you know, they made her like the Kelly Monaco of One Life to Live.
I mean, I actually don't. I actually disagree. I love her, and I don't look at her as like chemo. I don't.
Well, I don't either, but I'm just saying, I don't dislike her the way I dislike Kelly Monaco. But I'm just saying, they pushed her to the forefront when they should have just let her, you know, go for hers instead of just shoving her down everybody's throat.
I see what she's saying.
Because he really did. Brian Franz just played favoritism up the ass.
True. But what I'm saying is, I don't put Melissa and Kelly in the same category, only because I actually like Melissa also now. Like, chemo is another bag of popcorn because I can't stand her. And
Well, even put the dislike of her aside, but let's just judge her. I don't think there's anybody that I can think of that's even talent-wise on her level. She's so bad. I don't even know if I put anybody on her level that's that low.
Well, I mean, don't misunderstand me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't think she is. She can act. She is not a Kelly Monaco. Oh, no.
No.
But what I'm saying is that it's Franz's, his favoritism just caused some people to just dislike her.
You know what? If Melissa also was a favorite, like you said, Zahn and Natalie would have got together sooner than later.
Well, that's totally different, but as far as screen time, hey, she got a hell of a lot of it. A hell of a lot of screen time.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
You know, people, you got, y'all understand what I'm saying. I'm just saying that his favoritism affected a lot of things, and not in a good way. You know, it just tainted me. So that's all I'm trying to say. But as far as Melissa, I don't have a problem with her per se.
Yeah. No, I mean, I just think, you know, once again, all these categories are so hard to pick. And, you know, it's very, 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 very hard to pick. Oh, and by the way, you guys, we will be off live streaming in like a minute because I only scheduled it for an hour. But we can go a little overtime if you guys want. But I know there's a lot of people that have revenge to watch and like everything on their DVR to watch.
Did we finish all the categories?
We did. Well, the only category left was outstanding drama for the writing team, AMC Dade, The Ace, and YNL.
Unbelievable. One Life to Live didn't make it. Unbelievable.
And get this. Okay, outstanding drama directing team. Bowden the Beautiful and G.H. and...
I'm sorry, but G.H. shouldn't have been nominated for shit, what they cranked out.
I don't understand it.
I do not understand. See, that's why they don't want to air the daytime Emmys anymore, because of shit like this. Seriously.
See, the writing was shit. I mean, that part, but the actors themselves are top-notch.
Well, yeah, they are, but the problem is if the writers don't put them in a position, which they hadn't, they don't express, they don't get to showcase their talents because of the writing,
right.
So it's a domino effect. The whole show,
what?
Like Alicia said, was crap from start to finish.
Right.
Thank you. And can I go back to something that Carrie said, like she was talking about Scott Clifton? See, the Dylan Quartermain, he could have shined as Dylan Quartermain, but oh no.
Yeah.
Stuff writing. It's all about the writing. Shitty,
yep.
Lame-ass writing.
Yeah, the writing definitely could have been better. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Because you take Mo and Steve and Becky, for example. They didn't lose their talents. When you put somebody with a script in front of them that can write for a story, they shine.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. I need some aspirin because this is ridiculous. I'm serious.
But, hey, Carly, are you going to talk about the other bombshell that happened today? And then
Jason Cook or Christian Alfonso?
No, about Eileen Davidson.
Oh, that too. I thought about that.
Yep.
That's right. She's out. And Jason Cook, too. Did you hear that one? He's out.
Yeah, we said that a year ago.
Wait. I'm just going to remind everyone a couple of weeks ago, I said, Watson, Jason Cook will be out. And everyone was yelling, Carly, and look what happened.
Carly, what I said last year when I went to ABC Studios, they were already talking about it.
Yep.
And I guess Christian Alfonso re-upped with Days, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully both.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of pissed-off fans because it's...
But Days, a lot of fans are a little geared up. They were like, Jason, Kirsten, and Eileen back to Days. They got a campaign already going.
That's probably where they'll go, too.
Yeah, and you know what?
He should go back to Days. I mean, he doesn't really fit on.
No, he doesn't.
No, but
well, that was rumored along that he has some projects going on.
He said he's doing something with Bradford.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
They need to get up the money to do it, though. They're still working on the finance part.
Also, it must be a web series or something.
This phone.
Maybe
I'm guessing.
Movie.
I don't know.
This phone.
Oh, by the way, you guys remember to send your mom a really pretty flower bouquet. I was just looking at bouquets on the internet, and I found this really cute one you got, but it's like $99.
They have a lot of really good specials going on. Check the computer, Carly.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. And
I see a lot
of
ads on pages, and they're like, oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's pretty.
Well, yeah, and it's Sunday, I guess we are all going out to brunch at the casino because they have this awesome brunch, I guess. And I go to my dad, I'm like, can I pay some more, please? And he goes, he's like, we only pay once a week. I'm like, okay, so if I finish my buffet, and he goes, well, probably. I'm like, well, good, because I did really bad last night, and I need to redeem myself. And I got mad at the machine. I will say this. I got mad at the machine, and I hit it, and I was picturing hitting Sam.
Oh, you're lucky
you
they didn't come get mad at you.
Well, yeah, it's like I just, you know, because, you know, after going like 8 times and no bonuses or whatever, I'm like, come on, give me a bonus. And so I hit it 3 times and it gave me a bonus. So I was very proud of myself. But, no.
I got just a quick question. Did anybody see GH today?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. I like the Jason scene.
The what?
The Jason scenes were good.
Sonny's as dumb as a box of rocks. If he didn't have Jason, he wouldn't be able to tie his own freaking shoes.
I know. I was so mad at Sonny today, I could have punched him.
I know. I just wanted to throw my fruit at the TV when I saw him. Like, I had this orange in my hand, and I just wanted to hurl it at the TV when I saw him. Because I'm like, you are the dumbest-ass man on the fucking planet. Like, seriously. I have never seen a mobster so... They should call them Gummy Bear Mafia. Because he is the dumbest-ass mobster ever.
Well, what bothered me is I would think Sonny of any other character would have sympathy for Kate.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well,
how about buying a comb?
That's what Jason told him, too. That's exactly what Jason said. He said, you of all people, you have a mental condition, too. He said,
he called Alexis to defend her.
He finally woke up. Thanks to Jason, he opened up his friggin' brown eyeball and whatever to reality, because Jason said, you destroyed things too. I sat there and watched you.
Yeah, but in Sonny's defense, it is a weird story.
Well, but no, it's an illness, and he doesn't want. It's not about the story. It's about a real illness. All he had to do was go look on the internet and say, wait, this is real. Even if he didn't know about it, he could have read it.
Also, he was still really hurt, and so it just kind of took him a while to realize he can still be hurt.
Of anyone, he should support and believe.
Exactly.
He came around and hired Alexis to, you know, help.
He can still be hurt, but he's got to get a clue. He can still be hurt,
but the bottom line is that she has a mental illness. He has a mental illness too. There were people there to support him with his mental illness, and now he's like, oh well, no bullshit.
Yeah, well, he did come around in the end, I think. He started to realize and come around in the end.
All he sees in his head is Kate in bed with Johnny.
He could have understood it. In other words, he's still going to see that image, but intellectually he should still know it. He doesn't have to wipe that image away. That's there forever. But the fact is, he wouldn't cut her any slack and understand what she was going through, and he's going through it himself. He's going to have that image forever. That's not the issue.
Well, wouldn't you think he's got a daughter that went through an abuse story? He's got a son that was raped. You know, it's like...
Don't forget Morgan. He's got another son.
Yeah, I mean, Sonny, come on. Wake up. Quit thinking about your balls and focus on what's really the problem here.
Right.
I mean, geez. I couldn't believe it. He's constantly blaming Johnny for every freaking thing.
I know.
Yeah, that is annoying.
You know, if it rains that day, it's Johnny did it.
Now, think about this a minute. Wait a minute. He can't think that Kate's going to nail this, but yet he had enough common sense and enough gumption to realize he had to go with Star at gunpoint to get her through her mental crisis.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Good point, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, because ever since last week when Colby and Kate got out, I'm sorry, I'm on Team Colby, and for the fact that, when Kate kind of goes psycho on Erin and beats the living shit out of them, I mean, come on, Sonny, how much poop do you need that seat to rack up?
Thank you, exactly. The paperweight didn't get Coleman.
Mhm. It's like, okay, you're just as dumb as a box of rocks. That's just what we're working with. So,
and don't get me wrong, I'm a hypocrite. Doesn't mean I don't like him. It just means that he's really dumb sometimes. First of all, when it comes to women, he loses all objectivity. Then finally, when he's supposed to get a clue, he doesn't. It's all about him. She betrayed me. People don't get away with it. Get over yourself.
Thank you. You betrayed other people. So hey, suck it up and just shut the hell up. Jason should have ran his own business a long time ago, but they never, it's like they didn't make Jason an alpha male, and they just refused. They never want to do that. It's like they never want to give him the balls to say,
he has him. He's the brains of that operation, and without Jason, Sonny would be nothing.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. He should have been like, I need to run my own outfit because this is bullshit. A long time ago. But you can't take it away from Sonny. Sonny might be a dumbass, but but he's an alpha male. And Jason sometimes
is
not
he is.
Alpha male. So that's why.
You know what Jason's problem is? You know what Jason? It's not that he's not an alpha male. Jason's loyal to a fault, even when it wounds his own life, a.k.a. Elizabeth and Jake.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what
I, well, look at who he's married to now because he feels guilty.
Oh, don't remind me of that, please. He did that enough yesterday, my wife this and
you're
my wife
that. You're
the
one who brought it up, Carrie.
No, I didn't bring up his wife. You did.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was nice when Jason walked in and they were in the motel room together.
I know.
Oh, yes.
I loved it when he said, "I'm here to see John."
I know.
And that's it.
Completely.
I loved
it's
it.
It's not
he
about
ignored
you.
Her. He didn't
yeah.
ignore her. He just ignored her. Totally ignored her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Someone tweeted a picture of Kimo. Of course, every picture you see, her boobs are focused. So someone says, "I feel bad for Steve having to work with her. He should get an Emmy." I said, "No, he's gotten the booby prize. Now he's going to get on to the golden ring."
That's a good one.
It's unbelievable. It's sickening.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, this, I just think that, I just feel really, really, really positive for May and Zune. And
oh yeah, I do too.
Oh yes, me
yeah.
too. Especially today that they got more intimate, or the McBam or whatever
yep.
got more intimate. So you know
I
it's
just
getting
loved,
closer to that.
I loved it that he once again they opened the door and there's Sam yep. with John, and I'm like
yep,
I'm like Jason. If you don't friggin' throw her to the curb tomorrow, I'm
but
gonna.
See,
I know.
But see, he's not going to, and that's why until I see a big betrayal, I'm not gonna be happy because he's not gonna throw
yeah.
her down that shit.
He needs to see something else big, like them kissing. He catches them kissing and stuff or something.
Yeah, I want him to find. I want him to find out that she's involved in a whole lot more shit than what
yeah.
he
like
thinks
Jake
she is.
Kidnapping.
Yeah.
You know what? All I gotta say is Kalma is going to buy that little bitch in the ass.
Yep, Jakey's coming.
Yep.
How? He's dead.
How can she?
Wouldn't you love it if that kid came back and they're talking to him, and he tells Liz and Jason that lady is the one that got me here, got me
mm-hmm.
taken.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
That
he's
kid
dead.
Gets an Emmy on that alone.
But he's dead.
Good kid.
That would win an Emmy on that alone. Girl,
be the one to take down
Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Take down Sammy, a little kid, 5.
Yeah.
Again, will Cameron be a teenager by then? I'm sorry.
That's not funny. I know.
No,
so,
I don't
think
so.
I got a better question. Well, poor Ed would be alive by the time Jake gets back.
Yeah.
How are you? I think so.
Well, then again, how is he coming back? He's dead. How is that possible? I don't understand.
It's a soap, honey. It's a soap. Anything is possible.
Yeah, but,
exactly.
Yeah, but
if Jason and Sam marriage is possible, anything is possible.
You know what?
Yep,
I will go. I will go out on a limb. Not mirrors, and they're still called mirrors. I'm sorry. I will always say that, and, and the thing is, how can they be alive? Well, you know what? How can women be alive? Same thing.
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
of Dr. Hayward. Oh, sorry.
Yep.
What's the big deal? It's only a 4-year-old child, a 5-year-old child anyway. I don't see what the big deal is.
Right. I mean, if Ethan and Christina don't get back together, then fuck. What's the difference?
And you know what, you guys,
maybe he'll give her the Emmy.
Yeah. I would love to see, Sam and Jason happy. I mean, Jason and Elizabeth, sorry. Jason
and Elizabeth. I was like, what?
You made a big mistake.
I felt like I was in a Twilight Zone right there. I felt like a moment I was, like, using it.
The world just froze over.
An alternate universe.
You know what, guys? Hell just froze over. Hell just froze over. We all witnessed it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you guys, okay, I do not mean that.
Okay,
no,
everybody, now, what do you think is going to break this marriage up? It's crazy. He keeps forgiving her and everything. I don't understand.
I don't care what it is. It needs to happen
things. It's going to be only one of two things that are going to be big enough. She tries to take down Sonny, or she was involved in Jake's disappearance. Short of that, he's going to kiss her ass and love her forever.
Yep. You know, because all I got to say... there are two key players in this thing. When they find out what this bitch had done fully, you know, it will be, Carly will, you know, say, Jason, wake up. You cannot be with this bitch. And I think Sonny will say, Jason, remember that fire I have on Sam? Well, now is the perfect time to use it.
Well, here's another example of how dumb Sonny was. The other day, he was basically telling her, forgive her and work it out. Can we get him to shut up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they just had a Carly and Sam moment where they bonded.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. That was so out of character for both of them. Like, what is going on?
Oh, by the way, Candace said goodnight. Guess he got...
Oh, goodnight, Candace.
Yeah, well, no, she got kicked off, apparently. So,
and also,
isn't
Molly supposed to witness a liaison hug soon?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I can't stand when kids get in adult situations.
Well, Molly, not your business.
Yes. I think
Molly never minds her own business.
Molly is the biggest busybody
on that show.
Well, yeah, but think about it. She sees them hanging, one to tell Sam, blah, blah, blah. And the real question, think about everlasting love with those two.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet's going to die.
You know what? They don't know how to do right, precocious kids anymore. Because, you know, Robin, she used to try to get her parents together and stuff, but it was cute. You know, it wasn't over the top. So to have this little girl run around, it's too much. They're doing too much. They're making her too grown. Go sit your ass down somewhere and read a book. Like,
isn't it the biggest farce of all that Jason couldn't raise his own kids because of danger, but he had every other fucking kid in Port Charles up at his door, showing at the penthouse.
Yeah, that did not make sense.
It makes no sense whatsoever. That's why I was like, hurry up and bring AJ back so he can deal with his own damn kids. You know, I'm sick of, you know, Jason couldn't deal with Jake, and, you know, AJ couldn't deal with Michael. Fuck it. Can fathers deal with their sons, please? You know, can Sonny deal with Morgan? Damn.
Yeah, they need to bring Morgan back. What's he doing with that?
Oh, he's supposed to come back this summer.
No, that's another thing.
It's going to be a teen thing this summer.
Yeah.
Or I should say young adults because... Star is a young adult, and Michael is a young adult, and Christina is a young adult. Molly is the only teenager, her and that TJ, or whatever his name is. Those are the only two teenagers, but I guess it's going to be more of a teenager and young adult thing going on this summer.
And can someone tell me, it says that Molly's going to tell Alexa Sam was raped. Can someone tell me how the F Molly even finds out her sister was raped?
What?
And another thing. I had to laugh when someone says, when Sam got all ragged off because she said to Elizabeth, my mother doesn't even know the thing and you do. Well, here's an idea, bitch. Tell your mother instead of telling John McDane, a perfect stranger.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
exactly.
You.
That's her own damn fault.
Stupid ass. Never mind. I digress. I will stop. But this makes
no
sense.
So bitchy to Liz. I just wanted to smack her in the face.
Yep.
And
how was she gonna explain to Jason she was in the hotel room with him?
Oh, he's not even looking for an explanation. Don't worry about it. He's already forgotten about it and moved on.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I just think this month is gonna go boom, 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 boom.
I
and
have
it will,
Things
well,
are starting
I hope
to
it does.
That marriage needs to go boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For real.
Yep.
Forever. He never needs
sooner
to look at her again.
Later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why
would he even want to ask her, what is she doing in there? Why? Because it doesn't matter. She's going to do what she wants to do anyway. So,
exactly.
You know, I wouldn't even ask her. And if she gave me an explanation, I would tell her, I don't even want to hear it.
Yep.
Because you know how I feel about it. So you're going to do what you want to do. Go ahead and do it.
Right. But if she had a wife, some else, he probably would have known, you bitch.
There's no explanation for her, and I would tell her
when you see me with Liz, I don't want to hear it.
Yep,
because
exactly.
She is my friend.
Yep.
That's right.
Well, and that's what I said to somebody today. They compared the whole Liz and thing. I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, Liz and Jason were friends, number one. Number two, Jason didn't tell Liz details of Sam's life before Sam herself knew it, like What's-A-Face did with McBain, knew about his life before he even did.
Yeah.
And Liz isn't trying to take his BFF down. Let's not forget that one.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, Jason will say, okay, Jason will go, okay, you're taking down my best friend. This is not happening. Goodbye, Sam.
Well, I want to...
Yeah, I mean, he will pick Sunny over Sam in a heartbeat.
Well, I hope so, but we got to play this out.
Yeah.
Well, this is another... I'm glad Elizabeth was in the promo again for tomorrow, so we know she'll be on.
Yeah, I think it's just going to get better and better and better and better and better. So, and...
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be nice, and, yeah, it's going to be really nice when all of this
I
is done.
So.
You ever
I
see a couple
so.
That says so much without speaking a damn word?
Nope.
Oh, really? They are so good together, man.
Oh, man, their scenes, when was it? What, yesterday, right? Oh, my gosh. I was crying.
But you guys, we better say something for Late Zone Radio Friday because,
right, yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want Christy like, okay, what do you guys want to talk about?
I could talk about it many times.
Do we look like a bunch of broads that have ever shot on words?
Well, no. No, Carrie, but I don't feel like getting my hand slapped again right now. Thank you very much.
Well, then you just put them away, and I'll stick mine out.
We were supposed to be tonight. Where's Christy?
Well, she has Glee Radio. Well, that's like Alicia's throwing an orange. You're beating up a casino machine. We're a bunch of violent people.
Yeah, we are. But you know what? That machine had it coming. And you know, this scene is Sam's little face. Yeah, my grandma came up and goes, why are you hitting the machine? I'm like, because of Sam. She's like,
the orange on my TV. I don't know. Because I threw it kind of hard at the television set, so I'm going to have to fix that.
Okay, you guys, no throwing things at the TV. Throw a pillow. Throw a pillow. It's safe. Do not throw anything breakable.
Hey, Alicia, if you want your TV to smell like oranges, try Pledge. It shines, too.
I would never throw anything in my TV. I love my TV.
Yeah. I just tune her out. Her scenes, I'm like...
I tune her out, too, Ashley. I tune her out, too. I just don't even listen to her.
Rachel.
We lost her.
Alicia's gone. She's gone off the reservation.
Yeah. Alicia, calm down. Alicia, okay. Oh, yeah, you know, someone told me today, goes, are you aware it's the 9th? And I'm like, yeah, why? He goes, you only have a month to go to be 35. And I looked at them and I'm like, you know what? I did not need to know that. Thank you very much. I did not need.
Yeah.
But who knows? Probably, you know, my birthday might be, by my birthday, I think I might be getting a wish. I have waited for such a long time for, and that would be like the icing on the cake.
How long have you been waiting?
3.5 fucking years.
Ah, interesting. It's probably, maybe we're going to have the same birthday wish. Mine's only a month after that, so maybe we're all.
Okay, when is everyone's birthdays?
Gee, I think Alicia's in August. I'm just taking a wild guess.
Yep, August 21st.
Now, I would have never known if you called yourself Spring Fresh. I would have never friggin' known.
Shut up, Carrie.
What is this? What is this liaison and liaison crime?
Yes. Okay. Alicia, you've lost your mind, but I'm one to talk because I hear things of the casino. So I'm one to talk. I'm really one to talk. But and there will be a really, 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 really good announcement Friday.
This Friday?
Yes.
Cool.
Yep.
We're going to be happy.
Well, I know Kathy will be.
Some more than others.
Yeah, I know Kathy will be.
I'm excited.
Oh, by the way, I did a stupid thing. I fast-forwarded these just because I wanted to see with, you know, if we got fucked over with breaking news, and we didn't, thank God. But then I'm thinking.
We did.
What? Yeah, I don't think we missed anything, though, because they didn't have scenes.
I missed the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Why?
Obama.
But
no.
It was a good thing.
Today?
It was a good thing.
What?
Okay.
What was it about?
Obama is supporting gay
marriage. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a good thing. Maybe not for him.
Which is stupid. If they hold that against him, that's just idiotic, but whatever.
Well, you know, you're looking at a conservative party. Yeah, they're not going to go for it, especially with the guy who's running. He's hardcore Mormon.
Yeah.
I know, and he's against gay marriage and against gay everything. He's against gays.
He's against women.
I mean,
he's against women. Period.
Yep.
He's against,
He
has no. Any woman that vote for him, it has to be out of her freaking mind.
Any woman.
Yeah.
You know, this is the same guy that says, you know, hey, I can relate to black people. My family owns.
Oh, Lord, please don't go there again. I couldn't take it the first time.
If you're black or you're a woman, are you gay? If you vote for him, you're nuts.
That's right, Kathy. That's true.
I hope people realize that.
Isn't this the same fool that's going against the health plan that he put in friggin' place in Massachusetts? Excuse me?
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
Boy.
Yes,
okay.
Now we
did. Yep. And by the way, what I was just trying to say because of the breaking news of Wabble, that is okay because my leg was just killing me with that vote. It was like hell. So I was just to elevate my feet. So I'm like on my bed, bored, and I'm like, okay, what does Carly do now? Oh, Carly came on Days of Our Life from today because Carly needs a rhythm to cry, I guess. So I tune on, and you know what? All I got to say is if I didn't know they were really, you know, alive, you know, when Jennifer was talking, that booked me. I started crying like an idiot. I'm like, this is so sad. And then I'm like, okay, Carly, get it together. They are all alive. But, you know, I thought the memorial service was very, very lovely. And You know, I love what Victor said. Victor's like, I want them to pay. You know, we need, you know, we need to get rid of them. You know, we've been trying for 30 years, and I'm like laughing. And I'm like, okay, Victor, go against the mayor. Go beat the shit out of him. And so I've been dealing with my screen again. You know, because, I mean, it was really good, but... You know,
I was on the phone, so I didn't see the whole memorial service.
It was lovely, you know. But it's really awake, actually. That's what Eve said to Stefano. And I'm sorry, I don't feel sorry for Stefano one little bit.
I didn't see the last 5 minutes, so I don't know. I have to see that before I go to bed.
Well, and... I bet you $5 that none of us are going to be up really, really, really late tonight because I was up so late last night and then, you know.
I didn't sleep worth crap.
You either?
Yeah, I totally forgot to take my sleep med, and when I don't take my sleep med, I'm up most of the night.
Oh, my gosh. So did you take it like an hour before you go to bed? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, see, I mean, that's good. I mean, you know, I mean, what about you, Abba? Are you tired or are you working or did you work today?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, that's good. Are you working this weekend?
Oh, no. I'm in Chicago, so no, I'm not working.
So, wait, okay, when you're in Chicago, you're not working.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
no.
Okay. You know, because, like I said, Friday night will be a little fun, also. And then next Friday, Christy, Lazon, has left me totally alone because she's going to New Orleans for a wedding. So, you guys are stuck with me for 2 hours. With the combined of Daytime After Dark with AIDS on my deal, all combined.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah,
because, you know, I mean, and, you know, probably between now and next Friday, we will probably have more scenes and more scenes and...
Yep,
something good.
Yeah.
We can
good.
Yeah. You know, and oh, I thought the flowers were so pretty that Elizabeth picked.
Oh, I am so happy. I am praying that she gets it. And I want to see a show. They better present this show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
Emmy.
Too.
I don't care if they put it on the Home and Garden channel. I'll find it.
For real. I don't care what channel they put it on. Hey, why don't we start a Kickstarter campaign to put our show on the air? Is it a money thing? Is that the problem?
To pick it up. No station seems to want to pick it up.
Yeah, I heard it was a monetary thing.
Well, isn't everything a monetary thing these days?
Everything.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything either a monetary thing
or a monotone. Sorry, that's General Hospital. I got my things confused.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, you have people telling you
what
to do.
Monotone.
You know, you have people telling you what to do, and then they remind you that, a Stux or so is better. I mean, come on. Yeah, yes. Yeah. But no, I mean, I think we are going to be really good, in a really good position. And I think that the fan base is going to, you know, have to jump out their window.
I'll even go open the friggin' things for them. I'll make it easier.
Yeah.
And
Callie, are we just going to get cut off?
No, actually, no, because... well, I only have it for an hour, but, you know, sometimes it lets me go on the 2 hour mark, but it usually only lets us go like 2 hours and something. 2 hours and something.
just wondered.
Well, yeah, Kathy, are you going to be really good tonight or really bad and stay up, or are you going to actually go to bed?
I've been exhausted all day. I might make it another hour or two. I'm not, I don't know. I'm tired, but I've been tired all day.
I'm probably going to head out, guys, so you guys have a great evening.
Okay,
and I'm glad
so
you have the show, Carly.
Oh, yeah, I will be back on Friday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Night.
Okay. Night.
Silo's smart. You're smart.
Why aren't you telling Silo that she is smart?
Because she knows when to call it a night.
She goes to bed.
Because she has structure in her life.
She has structure.
Yes.
I've been voting I've been using my cell phone and voting on American Idol on the side.
Multitasking?
What?
You're multitasking?
I can do that. But my cell phone is like, my cell phone is one of those you pay ahead. It's like an old cell phone. You pay.
Prepaid.
And then you get the minutes.
Yeah.
So it's old. It's not working that good. So I'm trying to call and vote. I don't even know. I have a favorite, but this girl, they keep putting in the bottom two. I just like her, and I feel bad, and she's going to get sent home tomorrow night, and I know it, but I still want to give her some votes because I feel bad. Who's on still? Oh, we're on.
Alba, me, Rachel, Carrie, and Alicia.
Now, who's Carrie and who's Alicia?
Okay, you know what? Do not do this, Ryan Paul. They suck, okay? Do not. No, and you know what? I do not, I don't blame you guys for my sleeping pill thing. I don't. But I know one person I can blame. Yeah. Yeah. I could literally not fall asleep. I had such a trouble falling asleep. And you know the whole thing about drink a glass of warm milk? That doesn't do it, people. That did not do it at all. So Mac and Mac did not work.
Other than giving people gas at night, I don't know why.
I was just going to say, I'm allergic to it, so I'd get warmly allergic to it. Yay. Let me try that.
Oh, you allergic to milk?
So let me know how that orange-scented pledge works out next time, Alicia.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. You're kind of making her go off the little hand.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Good thought.
Oh, my God. I'll stop now.
I love your laugh.
Okay, you guys.
I know.
What did you guys think about Liz and Anna's sing?
Oh, that was
I like
I can really see Anna as a mother figure for Elizabeth, finally. She needs somebody like that.
Yeah,
I loved it when she said, when Elizabeth said, the pain will never further go away.
Yeah.
I liked it when she said, I'll be there for you, I'll be there for you, and then they held hands. I like that.
Yeah.
Did you notice that when Anna said, you know, Robert is out chasing a new child, and Liz said, yeah, and you're here trying to deal with this, and can't you see that, you know, that's the same position that Liz is in. Jason has moved on with his new child coming.
See,
Lucky
I took that to
gone.
Mean Lucky, because I took that to mean Lucky, because Lucky took off and actually left, and Jason
and
wrote.
And Jason, too, because he's moving on with a new child.
Yeah,
and
that could
be.
Right.
And her and Anna is both in that situation,
yeah,
stuck dealing,
yeah,
with the loss of their their children.
Yeah,
and the men have moved on.
Yeah, but I will say this. I am enjoying Luke and Anna's friendship. I am enjoying
I
that
am
because
I like
their friendship. I do, too.
Because
I don't mind it, but they're wasting her. I think she should be with her granddaughter more and Patrick. And I think she could do more. I don't say I dislike it. I just think they have her a little bit too much with Luke. I think she could be better served with other people on the canvas, too.
Well, yeah, but I loved when, you know, Anna goes, you know, thank you for, you know, being there for me. And he's like, I'm not the hero, whatever, you know.
He said, I'm not alone, you're not alone.
Yeah.
He said, I know that, I have you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, because when Luke, you know, went in the precinct, the hospital and saw Lulu and, you know, and Nasi was okay, and then he goes, please don't try this again. And I'm thinking, okay, that is really telling you that not to try it again when you put your life on the line a lot of time. No. You know,
I mean, they were always close. It's not unusual that they would be like this.
Well,
but
not really.
Think...
They went through their times where he didn't really bother with her. He was all about Lucky. There was a time when he was off doing whatever, and he really didn't bother with Lulu too much because he didn't have to deal with a daughter.
No, but I mean Anna and Luke.
Anna
and Luke were always good friends, but I don't think I want a romantic thing.
No, me neither. No.
No, I'm not saying I don't want a romantic thing at all, but what I'm saying, I'm enjoying the fact that...
I like their friendship.
Yeah, I love their friendship too, and I love it. That is just bad, you know,
I'm telling you, this isn't going to be a popular opinion. I think Anna has more chemistry with John than the others, than Mac and Luke. I think she has more chemistry.
Yeah, I like their scenes. They haven't been too bad.
I'm just enjoying it, and, I loved it when... Luke was talking to Dante, and he goes, did you let Kristen know what is going on? You know, about, you know, Ronnie and the whole setup and everything. And, you know, I'm like, you know.
I got a dumb question. In all this Ronnie and Kate thing, we still really haven't found out which one of them shot out the tires, did we?
No, Ronnie did.
Not yet.
He admitted.
I believe Ronnie did, too, but they didn't come out and tie that loose end up, though, I don't think.
But they said it. Ronnie
they did?
Said it. Didn't he?
I know he admitted that he shot at Dante because he was trying to take him out.
But he didn't admit shooting
out
the tires.
Yeah, he just mentioned shooting at Dante.
But didn't he admit to the tires, too?
No, he didn't.
No.
Dante said it to him.
No, Dante said he shot. He admitted shooting Dante in the parking
garage.
He might
have done that too. He was just trying to put it on.
I thought Ronnie did the tires. I thought.
I do too. But I'm saying they just haven't come out and formally.
Yeah, they haven't confirmed it.
Confirmed it, yeah. Like they did with everything else.
Then I missed that because I thought they did.
No, just the whole parking garage shooting at Dante. Because Dante even said, you set my father off to go after Anthony. He never said, oh, he didn't shoot him, I did. That's right. He said, Dante said, you made my father go after Anthony Zakara. He never corrected him.
Yep, you're right.
See, I thought that Ronnie said.
Nope. Because he never corrected when Dante says, oh, you sent things in motion. My father went after Anthony Zakara that night and started a chain reaction. The kids, people died, blah, blah, blah.
Ben
and Ronnie never said.
Then it has to be Connie.
Well, no, it still could be Ronnie. He just didn't say it, I guess.
Well, we'll never know.
Well, maybe it could be Connie.
Well,
that's
not
what I'm
yet, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would be.
Entirely,
you know.
Exactly. I'm just looking forward to because I think it's gonna be good with you know, going to come down, and it's going to be really good.
I think I think things have to amp up, because after all, this is May sweeps. It's time to amp this shit up.
Yeah,
yep.
We have some big, big stuff happening.
You know what? I was reading the Eileen Davison thing, and she goes, last week I lost my child care. This week I lost my job. It all works because I don't need a babysitter if I'm not looking.
Yeah,
that
was her tweet today, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we heard about...
Eileen Davis, who does she play?
Ashley Abbott on Young and the Restless.
Oh, they let her go.
Yep.
I wonder if they'll keep Tucker on now that she's not there.
She's been on there for a long time.
Well, she's going back. Yeah, when she wasn't on there, she was on Days. I have a sneaking suspicion she's going to go back to Days.
Yeah, me
maybe
too.
Maybe he will, too.
Who?
Tucker.
Oh, that would be good.
Kayla's there.
Well, Eileen definitely fits in with this whole EJ thing. It's the timing couldn't be better, actually.
I think Tucker will stay on Young and the Restless. Too many ties now.
He bores me to tears. I just, there's nothing about that character or the storyline that interests me.
Well, he's Devon's father now.
Yeah, but I don't
know. He's Kay's son.
Yeah, but I never, there's just something about that character and that storyline that never caught me from the start. I just always I just fast-forwarded it.
I just have one thing to say about Young and the Restless. Victor and Sharon,
Look!
Yeah, I can't
That's almost like, you know, even though it's not, it's almost like incest, though I know it's not, but in a way.
Yeah, it is.
She's going through the whole family tree. The only reason why I say the other thing is because my niece is sitting here. It's disgusting.
She's Brooke.
She's
Brooke Jr.?
40, and he's, what, like 70-something?
Oh, she's not even close to 40. First of all, that's like Brooke Logan Jr. over there going through all the Newmans.
It's gross.
Why are they doing that?
That's what I'm saying. In the last year or so, Young and the Restless writing has been crap.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, they say that the only one, that, what is that, when the daughter there shouldn't even be in charge, she's only there because of her name?
Maria Bell.
It's totally sucks. I don't know. I don't have a problem with Major similar relationships, but the fact that she has pretty much screwed both of his sons pretty much ends there.
Yep.
I like Sharon with Adam.
Oh, God, I can't stand those two. I hate them, too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm not a big Adam fan.
And that was, I hated him before he told her baby was dead. I never liked him, but that just put me over the edge.
Yeah, that was not good. I did not like that story.
Well, I haven't been watching it that long, but when I see them together, I like them because I don't like her that much, and I really don't like him that much.
Yep. He was good with Nick. I remember watching it.
Me too. I'm a total Nick Sharon fan. I always will be, but I never liked Adam. I like the actor. He's talented. I just don't like the character of Adam Newman, that poor me bullshit.
Exactly, but I love Fierce and Nick, so, I mean, guy, how my Fierce and Nick, so.
But Nick only marries Phyllis because she's pregnant.
Nick's got issues. Nick's got issues. He can't decide.
Right.
I don't think Nick really just married her for the baby. Yeah, I don't. I think
he loves her. I think he loves both women.
Well, that's the thing. He's another one that can't shit or get off the pot.
Back and forth for the rest of his life.
He's like Liam.
Well, you know, but there is a new guy coming on for Sharon.
Oh, yeah, who is it?
I don't know. I just read that in the Football the Die. This
oh, a totally new character?
Survive. Yep.
Well, hallelujah.
Yeah, and you know what? I was liking her with that guy that, you know, when she was on the run. I was loving
Sam, that guy that she met on the run, Sam.
Yeah.
I liked him, too.
What happened with that?
I liked him.
Yeah, I do too. So, Carrie, are you going to be a good tonight and go to bed early, or are you going to stay up forever watching LeBron videos?
I don't know.
I have to go to bed pretty soon because I have to work tomorrow after being off for 3 days.
Oh, geez, yay.
How's the weather, Rachel?
Oh, it's awesome.
Wait, Rachel, where do you live?
South Florida.
Damn you. I'm sorry, but damn.
Is it muggy?
No, it's been nice. I mean, tonight was raining a little bit, but for the most part, it's been nice and sunny.
When does it really start? Next month in June, it really starts to get up there, the heat and humidity?
Oh, yeah. We'll have more rainy days and stuff, but, you know, it's usually a pretty fair balance.
It sucks in Massachusetts, right, Carrie?
Yes, it does.
Sucks.
Yeah, I've been starting to swim already and stuff, so I'm going to
I saw you on Twitter. You got a new bathing suit and you went for a swim.
Yep.
Wait, so did you have a swimming pool in, like, your backyard? Or?
Yeah, I have a big above ground. It's bigger than most of the underground ones.
Well, what do you mean? What's the difference?
Well, like, the underground ones, on the ones that are, like, ground level.
And which one did you have?
Above ground, like one of those big oval ones.
Oh, okay. So it's a really big.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice size. You can do your laps and stuff, which is what I usually do.
With jelly.
I would love to have a swimming pool, like you know.
It's nice.
I have one in my building.
So it's probably like all heated and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have one in the building. It's heated.
That's nice.
But I won't go in.
Why?
Because I just feel I just feel embarrassed because the people in the office can see you going in there. I just feel embarrassed to have people watching
weird.
Me.
It's like, shut your blinds.
The office overlooks, the office looks right out into the pool, and I feel embarrassed.
Okay, and then anyway, like, don't they have a day off when you guys could go in there?
Well,
what about after hours?
Yeah, you can go in there at night. You can. I should. My doctor.
Yeah, there you go.
My doctor said to me, because my back is so bad and my legs, he said, do you have access to a pool? I told him like 3 times. I said, yes, there's a pool in my building. He said, why can't you go in there? I said, well, it's really nice, and we have an exercise room with all this equipment, really good equipment and all that stuff. I don't go there either. I just don't know. I pay a high condo fee for all this stuff. I never use it. I don't know. I think I'm gonna try to use a pool soon.
I'm gonna call it a night, and I'll talk to you all
too.
Friday.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.